There are things man was not meant to know. But that doesn't mean that they don't know us. When you stare off into space and it blinks back at you. When the creature under your bed calls some friends over for dinner. When your very sanity is hanging by a thread. There is one place you can turn to.
Lovecraft's Detective Agency. If you're sane enough to ask, you probably don't need our help.
Lovecraft, stop the company slogan nonsense and get down here right now.
Who was that?
No idea. They didn't leave a name.
Because it sounded like...
No, it didn't.
Are you sure?
It didn't sound that way in the slightest.
Because it sounded like...
No.
All right, fine. Then what did it sound like?
Sounded like someone wanted me to go somewhere. No idea where, of course. They just said here, but as you can see, I am already here.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it was him...
Which it definitely was not.
Okay, but if it was...
Which we can be most absolutely sure it was not.
Absolutely. But on the off chance...
No.
You can keep interrupting me all you want, Morty. I don't even mind. But I thought you might want me to give you a heads up.
About what?
In the slimmest of possibilities, the struck by lightning while carrying a winning lottery ticket kind of numbers where you might be just a tad misguided about who that was...
Which is not the case.
Sure. But if it were, he'd be calling back in about 4 Mississippis.
Lovecraft's Detective Agency.
Why are you answering the phone? You should be on your way here.
If I'm not supposed to be near my phone, why are you calling it?
Lovecraft, if I ask very nicely, can you try not to be an idiot for 5 minutes?
Not especially clear on how one could ask that particular question nicely.
If I need to open up a portal under your keister to get you over here, I am both capable and motivated to do so.
Where is here? Who, may I ask, is calling?
Stop being stupid now.
Are you so arrogant as to assume that I know who this is because you believe yourself to be important in my life? Because clearly, that is not the case.
The only thing I assumed was that you knew how caller ID works. But fine, we'll play it your petulant way. This is Professor Armitage Smythe. I was your instructor in college. I taught you everything you know, and I need you to get down here as soon as possible. Or bad, bad things will happen.
I'm reasonably sure they will happen regardless. And how do I know that you are who you say you are?
Because if it were anyone else, you would be less obstinate and moronic.
That's actually probably the best evidence you could supply.
So, we're in agreement for once. Now, if you're not down to the restricted collection at the library in 30 minutes, I swear I will let whatever this thing is which is trying to come out eat you.
You have an open portal?
Get over here and find out.
So, is this where we do that thing you told me you were never, ever, ever in a million eons gonna do?
It is. Time to go visit my alma mater.
Give me an L!
L!
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an F.
Seriously?
Come on. We've got to practice.
And is this going to end with you asking me, what's that spell?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know the answer. You've been shooting letters at me for like 5 minutes.
Excuse me, ladies. I couldn't help but notice you're using the chair manuals from 2006.
Wait, we are?
Are we?
Oh, yes. That was my sophomore year, and I recognized them. check the date if you'd like. May I ask how you came across this?
Someone put it in my locker with a note saying to practice. I thought it was the cheer captain.
Did you by any chance finish spelling that word at any point?
No.
Oh, good. There was a bit of a scandal with those manuals. Someone played a prank and had the cheerleader spelling out a word in another language, which is quite rude.
Oh, I am going to kill Cynthia!
Well, that is a comparatively small body count.
What?
Nothing. I'm headed to the library. Would you like me to return that to the archives for you?
Sure. Thanks, mister.
A word which is quite rude.
I believe replacing the ground you stand on with a never-ending void is extremely rude. I only wish that was the only problem with this cheer manual.
Did you play sports back in the day?
Go fighting cephalopods. I was the star player on the lacrosse team. I was also the only player, so I didn't get much playtime in.
Anything else?
Does chess count?
Does chess ever count as a sport?
Well, then just the wrestling and the martial arts and the fencing.
You're kidding.
I had a lot of aggression to work out when I was here. This way to the library.
Are we really going to return that cheer manual?
We are going to return it to my office, and more specifically, to the paper shredder found there. Good morning. What is the current procedure to request access to the restricted section?
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but the current procedure is to deny all access to the restricted section.
Ah. Well, I tried.
Miss, have I seen you somewhere?
Please, keep your voice down. This is a library.
Okay.
Well, we'll just get out of your hair entirely. Come along, Gladys.
Lovecraft, you take one more step toward that door and I'll staple your feet to your ears.
I'm glad he's not a professor of anatomy.
It would make his threats less interesting.
We've wasted enough time. Now get your posteriors back in there.
Professor Smythe, please, keep your voice down.
Young lady, do you know who I am?
She literally just said your name.
Just this morning, you said that all access to the restricted section was off-limits. Now you want to take these two back there with you?
Are you questioning my authority?
Well, look, I would just like some clear direction as to what I'm supposed to...
Fair enough. No, I do not want to take these two back with me into the restricted section. I'm taking all three of you. As of this moment, you've just volunteered to be my new research assistant.
Wait, you want me to...
Actually... What he wants is to be petty. Perhaps that's just his basic nature.
But someone needs to mind the front desk.
True enough. I'll let my previous assistant take over here. Carmine!
Do you have to shout in a library? Oh, my.
All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chase we saw, the monkey thoughts was lots of fun. Finger and a rosy, pocket full of palsy, ashes, ashes.
Mind the desk, Carmine. Come on, the rest of you.
Shaving haircut.
Oh, it's really gonna bug me when he doesn't finish.
So now?
Move your derrieres.
But I honestly have no experience as a research assistant.
Sounds like you'll be more used to us than Carmine. Come on.
Inside. Don't step on the green tiles.
What happens if I...
You probably end up with a different number of feet. Could be more, could be less. Either way, not good for your shoe collection.
Very nice shoes, however.
Thank you.
Inside.
Have you redecorated?
No, my dear. That's just called slovenliness.
You were never funny, Lovecraft.
There are 12 books lying on the floor. That is not how you treat priceless, rare pieces of antiquity which contain forbidden knowledge.
So, what is the...
Flamethrower is my preference.
Not this argument again.
Some books, of course, are inherently immune to destruction and can only be contained. I also accept that some books need to be kept because they contain both the way to summon from the beyond and the way to banish back to it. But when a book contains only the means of destroying the world, it seems to me that destroying the book is in everyone's best interest.
So, I'm just going to go.
Good idea. Down that corridor, take the third left. There is a shelf about halfway down, covered in old oil lamps. Please bring me the one on the second shelf, fourth from the left.
He just talked about books that can destroy the world.
So perhaps you want to get the thing I asked for, which might put it back together again. Go!
And don't make any wishes near the lamps.
Is she?
No, not kidding.
That should keep her busy for a little while.
If you just wanted to keep her busy, why not leave her at the front desk?
This way, I don't have to put up with Carmine.
You are not a nice person. And that's usually a compliment from me, but...
Did you really have to bring her?
Did I really have to bring myself? Why am I here? And why is this place such a mess?
Harping on the books being on the floor. Why do you never pay attention to what I've taught you?
You'll have to give him a minute on that one. I suspect he is paralyzed by the number of options.
Look again.
Or you could save us time by just... Oh, dear.
What's going on?
I noticed 12 books lying on the floor. I didn't notice where they were lying on the floor. That particular pattern means they are not simply placed haphazardly.
So what happens if you move one?
Don't you!
And we multiplied exceedingly, and spread upon the face of the land, and became exceedingly rich in gold, and in silver, and in precious things, and in fine workmanships of wood, in buildings, and in...
Gladys, what book was that you picked up?
It looks like the Book of Mormon.
Armitage, please tell me.
It was lying around.
What about this one?
When the battle was over, the conduct of the bats was discussed at the peace conference. Such deceit was unpardonable, and birds and beasts made common cause to drive out the bats. And since then, the bat family hides in dark towers and deserted ruins.
Aesop's Fables? Really?
The point was...
I know what the point was. You plugged the weak spots between the dimensions with books. Let me guess. The Quran, the Bible, Bullfinch's mythology, whatever you could find which gave them any kind of creation story. All in the hope that they won't know what kind of world they're facing.
A simple technique, and one I've used plenty of times.
But this time it's not working?
The books are working fine, actually. They're stalling whatever is on the other side until I close the portal.
So why are we here?
Why do you think?
I think you would be able to memorize all dozen of these books word for word before you would admit to being in over your head. You can't close the portal, can you?
Obviously. That's why I called you. I can't manage it myself. And I don't have time to train some other idiot. You were the only option I had.
As I seem to recall, you're saying, oh, about a billion times, you never open a portal you're not positive you can close. So why on earth...
I didn't open this, you idiot. There was a tremor in a ley line. I followed it through the astral plane, and I found this thing just about ready to burst forth. I couldn't stop it from where I was, so...
So you pulled the portal here across a ley line?
Here. I thought I might control it. But the effort took too much out of me, so I need your help.
Took too much out? No, absolutely not.
I think I missed a step. Isn't closing portals more or less what you do, Morty? This is normally the kind of thing you do on your lunch break.
There are different kinds of portals. They all require their own special touch. Different kinds of energy to power whatever mystical mechanisms open or shut the portals. But the fact that pulling the portal here across a ley line sapped his energy tells me exactly what it is that Armitage plans to use to close this one.
Very good. You've passed Portal Identification 101. Can we get on with this?
No, we cannot, because you want to use soul magic.
Wait, there's soul magic? You never told me that before.
Can't imagine why.
It's not something in your wheelhouse, so to speak, Gladys.
You mean I don't have a soul?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to. Can we get on with this, Lovecraft?
I'm not helping you with soul magic.
Well, it's too late for anything else. The portal is too strong for you to close it alone. And two people using soul magic is exponentially more powerful.
I know that, but I'm still not doing it. Mixing soul magic with someone you don't like isn't going to end well.
So, someone you once threatened to set on fire and launch out of a catapult...
Orders of magnitude worse.
I meant to ask, where did you plan to get a catapult? Because I know a guy.
Gladys, would you like to stop for some peanut butter ripple ice cream on the way home?
Peanut butter ripple.
What are you doing?
Now, my dear, be so kind as to stand over there in the center of the ring of books, if you will. Thank you ever so. Now, do you remember the story of the tiger with nine eyes?
I remember.
Tell us that story, Gladys, exactly the way you first heard it.
Bell of fortune, seven eyes resoon. Vond with a mon course is run. Ram some yard to the spinach.
There. Now on second thought, Gladys, how about some mint chocolate chip?
Butter pecan?
You talked me into it.
You layered another portal on top?
So whatever comes up through the first portal will immediately go through to the second, yes. They're fused fairly tightly. I don't expect much leakage, but you should keep an eye out for that.
If you hadn't gotten the frequency of that second portal exactly right...
Which is why I let Gladys do it.
Do what?
Be the most charming creature in the room, of course.
Aw, that would be sweet if there were any competition.
Do you have any idea how dangerous...
Excuse me, was this the thing you wanted?
What? Oh, that. I don't need that anymore. Put it on my desk.
You don't need it anymore.
That's what I just said.
But there were these things with blue ears. And then the snake or squid or... Okay, I don't know exactly what it was.
We told you not to make any wishes. On my desk, if you please.
Fine. Here it is.
And if you don't mind, please put the phoenix eggs back on my desk once you've picked them up off the floor.
These are rocks.
If that helps you sleep at night.
Here, we have them for you. Let's go now, if you don't mind. Armitage, the next time you need me, please consider dropping dead before you call.
You might want to look into what was trying to open that portal in the first place.
Yes. Perhaps I can find someone who would actually pay me for that. Come along, you two. Do you have enough of the phoenix eggs, Angelique?
I thought I might have had you fooled, Mr. Lovecraft.
Hey, it's you! Why does your aura look so different?
Long story, and trade secret. And how, Mr. Lovecraft, did you recognize me?
Much shorter story, but also a trade secret. If I can keep a secret from the world's greatest thief, I call that a win for the day.
You flatter me. Please go on.
I pocketed three more of the eggs, if you would like any.
I have what I need, but given their value at the right market, I will be happy to overshoot the mark.
I thought as much. With my compliments.
You don't mind me stealing from your old mentor?
He does not.
Well, good. Since it will keep happening for a while, at least.
Angelique, forgive me, but when we last met, you were not precisely an expert on the theft of the occult. Are you sure it's safe?
A thief is never safe, Mr. Lovecraft. Don't be a stranger.
Morty?
Yes?
Did a whole bunch of questions just walk away without many answers?
They did. But we may take solace. The question of the moment has already been answered.
And the answer is?
Butter pecan for you. Black cherry for me.
You have been listening to the Lovecraft Detective Agency, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Morty was Andrew Dell. Gladys was Liz Music. Angelique was Rebecca Scheimer. Armitage was Rick Tennant. Carmine was Adam Gastengi. The voices of the books were Andy Gastengi and Aaron Manka-White. And the Miskatonic cheerleaders were Jill Wenzel and Brianna Kubi. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Tune in next time for something even creepier.